AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. The first congressional hearing on the nuclear deal with Iran is set for later today. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Secretary of State John Kerry defended the agreement in classified briefings with lawmakers and will do so again today when he goes before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
It will make the region, our friends and allies, safer. It will make the world safer.
Republicans like Senator Tom Cotton vehemently disagree.
This is a bad deal that's dangerous for the United States and dangerous for the world.
And House Speaker John Boehner says Republicans will do everything they can to stop it. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has just arrived in Baghdad on an unannounced visit. He'll be consulting with Iraqi and U.S. military leaders. We're learning more about what happened when a gunman opened fire on a Tennessee military facility last week.
When the shooting first started, the commanding general of the 4th Marine Division says Marines inside the building went from room to room, escorting their colleagues to safety. Then some rushed back into the fight. In the motor pool area where 4 Marines were killed, 2 Marines attempted to provide cover while their comrades tried to escape over the fence.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson. Meantime, the FBI continues to try and figure out what prompted the attack. A spokesman says it's still not clear if the gunman was radicalized, but he is being treated as a, quote, homegrown violent extremist. 5 people have been found dead in a home in rural Oklahoma. Police say a child was found injured, and another one was discovered unharmed as well. Here's Broken Arrow Police Sergeant Thomas Cooper.
They were able to take 2 suspects into custody a short distance away from the house. A 16-year-old male and 18-year-old male were taken into custody. And they are all related.
It's not clear yet how the people were killed. This is AP Radio News. President Obama heads to Africa today, and it's his first visit to Kenya as president. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
It's Obama's 4th trip to sub-Saharan Africa overall, the most of any sitting president.
There is a strength and a resilience there. The opportunities are extraordinary.
Yet many Africans think the first African-American president could have done more for them. National Security Advisor Susan Rice rejects the criticism.
President Obama's record on Africa will not only match that of his predecessors, but I predict with confidence will exceed it.
Meantime, Obama won't visit the village where his father's buried on this trip, though aides say some of his Kenyan family will come to Nairobi to see him. Mark Smith at the White House.
American base jumper Ian Flanders has died in a parachute accident in Turkey. The 37-year-old was in a nature sports festival when his parachute ropes got wrapped around his legs, causing him to plunge into a river. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.